going this week. You know, I'm only spending a few days, 1 week, on the minimum wage challenge. But it's a very important mission that all of us have, that we want to help our neighbor, help everyone in our state, and in matter of fact, help everyone in the United States. Because raising the minimum wage is the right thing to do. You know? Last Thursday was the anniversary of Dr. King's speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial 51 years ago. He had a dream, and he said it's always the right time to do the right thing. And that's what our mission is. You know, the great things, great changes in our society never have come down from the top down. They bubble up from grassroots citizens using democracy to make important changes that help the common good. And that's what we believe in, and that's why this is such an important mission. To raise the minimum wage to at least $10 in Illinois, we want to put it on the ballot. It is on the ballot. We want to get people to vote yes for it on November 4th, and then we'll get it done. And, that, you know, I was here in Galesburg a long time ago, 32 years ago. We had the Citizen Utility Board to help consumers make sure they get a fair shake. It was on the ballot all over the state. People voted for it, and that's how we got Cub. It's still around today, 30 years later, 32 years later. And so when good people band together for a common cause they believe in, that's no more powerful force on earth. So I really, really wanted to stop by here. I've done a lot of petition drives along the way. I've known Chris since 1972, and we look the same today. And as you know, Carl Sandburg came from here. He said, the birth of a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. That's what Carl Sandburg said. And we just were visiting here a moment ago with one of our babies. And it's important to realize when we raise the minimum wage for moms and dads who are raising kids, we're helping families in Illinois. There's no better way to help families, thousands of families, than to make sure we have a minimum wage that's higher than it is today. $8.25, you can't raise a family on that. It's much too little. We've got to make sure we take good care of everybody in. Now, I'm here to say that I have never, ever joined a wine club for $140,000, okay? And I never will, okay? There are some that may have done that. That's their business. But I think that shows that we've got to understand what everyday people who live from paycheck to paycheck, who don't have all kinds of luxuries, they've got to have a decent standard of living. And not too far from here in Rock Island, at the beginning of this year, the person I'm running against, he came out and said we should reduce the Illinois minimum wage from $8.25 an hour to $7.25. Does anybody here agree with that? That would take $2,000 out of the pockets of people who are doing some of the toughest jobs in our society. And we ought to remember that. We're a community of shared values in Illinois. We're 13 million people live in our state. But everybody has a role to play. Nobody is on the margin. Nobody is left out. It's everybody in, nobody left out as far as I'm concerned. And that's why this movement to raise the minimum wage. Did I hear? Raise that wage. 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 Thank you very much. On cue. But I think it's important when folks say, well, gee, the president is on the ballot this time, is he? No, he isn't. But the president said at the beginning of this year, it's important to give America the raise. And we're his home state. We're his backyard. And we've got to show the nation that we can do it. We are people good and true who understand what Carl Sandburg said, and we understand government of the people that Abraham Lincoln said over there at Knox College in 1858. It's time to do the right thing, and the right thing is to raise the minimum wage. Okay.